In late July of the Deepwater summer, the House narrowly approved legislation that would take vital first steps toward strengthening our oversight of offshore oil drilling and production. The bill, the Consolidated Land, Energy, and Aquatic Resources, CLEAR, or CLEAR Act, is an effort to enshrine lessons learned from 9 hearings on the Macondo blowout before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The committee reviewed in detail a series of failures of the blowout preventer atop the well. If it becomes law, the CLEAR Act would set minimum standards for such equipment. Blowout preventers would be required, for example, to have 2 sets of so-called blind shear rams, powerful blades capable of slicing through drill pipe and sealing it in the event of a blowout. While blowout preventers used in the Gulf commonly have twin sets of such rams, the blowout preventer used by Transocean on the Deepwater Horizon rig did not. It isn't yet known why the blowout preventer failed, but there had been reports of faulty communications and control gear in advance of the disaster. The CLEAR Act mandates greater redundancy of such gear. The bill also requires oil companies to take a number of steps aimed at ensuring that the well design and outer piping, or casing, are as reliable as possible. It requires, for example, at least 3 blowout barriers to be built into the design. BP's design had 2. It requires the use of an adequate number of centralizers, parts attached to the outside of casing pipe, to position it properly in the well hole before cement is poured in to seal the casing in place. BP used less than 1/3 as many centralizers as its cement contractor recommended, a decision that may have been a factor in the blowout. The bill also requires that the integrity of the cement job itself be verified, a step BP skipped. These procedures are already widely used in the offshore oil industry, but the legislation would require them by law. In addition, blowout preventers, well design, cement work, and related procedures would have to be certified as safe by an independent inspector selected by federal regulators, at the oil company's expense, instead of relying on the company's word, as has long been the case. The measure also makes oil company chief executives personally responsible for ensuring that well designs are safe, and it requires that blowout preventers have redundancy built in and that the company can promptly control and stop a runaway well should a blowout occur. These measures are sensible, prudent, and long overdue. Had they been in place a year ago, it's likely the Deepwater Horizon disaster would never have happened. It's hard to imagine how anyone could oppose these needed safeguards. And yet, the bill passed in the House by a margin of just 209-193, in part due to opposition to a provision that would create new conservation fees on oil and gas extracted from federal waters or lands. I support such fees. As we've all learned or been reminded in recent months, offshore oil production puts irreplaceable habitat and wildlife at risk. Those risks aren't fully or even nearly accounted for in the price we pay for gasoline. The current Republican leaders in Congress, however, aren't on board. They call such fees an energy tax, which is something even now some in the party will not accept. At least the bill passed in the House. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid pulled companion legislation from that body just before senators headed home on their August recess because it lacked the 60 votes needed to close debate and call a vote.